As people celebrate Easter this weekend, there are going to be a lot of Easter egg hunts, and some of them will involve thousands of plastic eggs being dropped from helicopters.
Look at that, Lila! Look at him throw them out!
Indestructible Easter eggs that can be dropped from high distances and land intact are growing in competitive market. American Carnival Mart is one of the companies that produces them, and Mark Hoag is executive vice president there. He joins us from St. Louis. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, tell us about these helicopter drops, first of all.
Basically, many of them are these mega churches in the Southeast, and they came up with a new concept, how to distribute the eggs, because the quantities are so huge. Typically, Easter egg hunt, you're using 4,000 to 10,000 eggs. These churches use anywhere from 50,000 to 150,000
wow.
eggs.
That's amazing.
And so, yeah, and we fill them with products. We fill them with a lot of name brand candies. And they actually load them up in a helicopter about 100 feet in the air, and they have the kids all lined up ready to go, and they start dropping the eggs.
Because it would take forever to walk around and hide 50,000 eggs across, what is it, a field or a park?
Yeah, a lot of times it's fields, it's parks, but because of the helicopter, it has to be in a field. It's either on a football field or in a big area where maybe a soccer field or something where they can drop them.
So because you've got to drop the eggs out of a helicopter 100 feet off the ground, the problem is those eggs break open and the candy falls out, right?
That is correct.
Which is where your indestructible egg comes into play. Tell us about it.
Well, we like to call it that. It all has to do with the concept of how you mold the egg, and it all has to do with the lip and how the two halves connect. I do have a little secret, but I have to keep that to myself. We have some other things that we used to help the egg, but it's really the whole fact of how we customize our eggs to fit our customers' needs.
Now, there must be some stiff competition in the making of these eggs, no?
Yes, there is. In any kind of business, you always have to be a step ahead of your competition. So I'm always looking at the next new big thing, you know, like for next year. We have a lot of great new things we're going to introduce next year.
Such as?
One has something to do with pets. I'm not going to go into full detail, again, because you never know who's going to be listening.
I hope you're not going to be dropping pets out of helicopters.
No. There are actually, especially here in St. Louis and Illinois, there are a lot of parks and recs that do dog hunts for their pets. So it's quite interesting.
What are the limitations? What do you feel that if only egg technology could move to the next level, you would be able to do, but it can't?
Have the eggs filled yourself. it takes, you know, as we grow this business, we actually have to start stuffing these eggs already in June just to keep up with the demand.
One more question, Mark. Do you remember the first time you did an egg hunt as a kid?
Oh, yes. I remember having a basket and had my hard-boiled eggs in there. I was probably about 4 or 5, and I remember tumbling down the hill with my basket, and all the eggs went out, and they all cracked, and it's a little... it's still fun at any age.
Mark Hoag is executive vice president of American Carnival Mart, and we've got a video of one of these helicopter egg drops at our website, hereandnow.org. Mark, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Jeremy. Thank you.
You remember your first egg hunt, Robin?
I'm just thinking, yes, but what would the Easter Bunny say?
Oh, yes, that's right. The Easter Bunny brings the eggs.
Right.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.